This is a special edition of Late Night Help. I'm Mark Allen. I was at the mall the other day, and people were coming out of the mall, stuffing their cars with gifts, and then going back into the mall for more. We're going to take a look at the holiday retail readiness as we wrap up to Christmas 2023. Our guest is Dave Hickey, Vice President of Horizon Business West Business Markets. David, welcome to Late Night Health.
Thanks, Mark. Happy to be here.
I'm really curious. Was I wrong? Are people buying stuff right now? Or are they waiting for after Christmas specials?
Oh, we've got, I think it's a great season to be an SMB, and we're clearly got lots of customers shopping in person, online, any way you can do it. Those delivery trucks are in full action. That's right, as we're seeing it across the board, and excited for where that's taken us as a company.
One of the things that, you know, at the mall, you've got the big box stores, you've got the Macy's, the Penny's, and other anchors. But most of the mall have small, at least my mall, have small businesses or medium-sized businesses, and that's what you specialize in. What can these businesses do in the remaining 2 weeks or so to Christmas to increase sales and make customers super happy?
Yeah, great question. We just got done. We had our annual small business survey, and it really goes into exactly what you're talking about. And we do this every year, and it says, how does technology continue to play a massive role in business success? So I'll talk about embracing technology as a big deal. And then as you think about these small businesses, their big concerns on their mind is, how do I compete with the big box retailer, like you said? So how do I make sure that my discounting strategy or my value prop is good? How do I ensure that even though my staffing may be tight, that I create an amazing experience? And then where do I spend my time advertising and drawing people still into there from that perspective? What we're telling people right now, there's a couple of things. One, focus on the experience when they walk in your door. What does that look like? So make sure your technology, you can upgrade your internet bandwidth, probably is the first thing you could do, and you can do it really fast. Used to take months. Now it takes 24 hours, and you can have amazing internet increase in there. That'll improve your point of sale, which will improve the amount of customers that come through your door, which improves the overall experience. The second area is just make sure you're leveraging social. There's so many apps that are out there that are available that are low cost to free that you can get your message out and tell about your product, your service, your passion, and even connect it to your online shop. And then the third is, if you've done all that work, don't make sure you get exposed through cybersecurity problems that you may have as well. So those are kind of the top three areas that we're focused on with businesses today.
The, you know, technology is scary. I was working with somebody the other day and she said to me, I'm afraid of technology. Do small businesses and medium-sized businesses need to rethink this, you know, fear of technology and embrace it to improve their business?
Yeah, I do agree that sentiment is out there, and I would tell you to just jump in with both feet. And there are many ways in which you can do it. One, just use a reliable expert that we have. So we've got our whole host of people across the entire country, thousands of reps that they do every single day working. Their only platform is small and medium business, so they understand the ins and the outs. So you want to jump in with both feet. We can help you understand how to be digital ready. So get your presence online without investing a ton of money. And also, we've got these great tools that make you seem really big, meaning like we have the voice over IP solutions. You can call into that company and they have an online attendant for them. It makes them sound like they're really big. But Mark, it could be you and I in the back of the house running the whole thing. Nobody would know we're able to do it. So there's some great places they can do to ensure, but embrace that technology, ask the questions. They're inherently smart, the devices, so they will help you get up and running pretty quick.
Are there any small businesses that you personally are shopping at? And do you prefer, instead of going to those big box stores, do you shop online and do you shop in smaller and medium-sized businesses?
Yeah, I am a proponent for the little guy. So I love the small and medium businesses. Clearly online, I'm in Southern California. We shop this little shop called SoCal Surf Shop. They are a surf, skate, snow. So they had everything on a board you could probably think of and all the attire to go with it. They're one location. They've got a great online presence. But yeah, we love those type of environments. And then other than that, we're hitting the online sites like crazy.
One of the things I have to be honest and transparent, I am a Verizon subscriber. My iPhone didn't work on some of the other three letter internet providers, cell phone providers, but Verizon really is a strong signal, even in the small area where I live, just outside of LA. My point is that do people need to take a look at that? Not being dropped, making sure that they have good internet on their phones and in their offices or stores.
It really does matter. We have won the J.D. Powers Experience Award for 20-plus years running. Network investment, if you want to look at anything else as a company, we are a network-based company, which allows you as an end user, a business user, to have the most reliable network out there, really focused on continuing to expand that. So it is a really big deal because it only takes that one bad experience to potentially have you either lose a client or have frustration within your environment.
And Dave, before I say, ask you where we can find more information, Surf's up for you, right? You're going to be surfing for Christmas?
That's right, buddy.
Not me. Go up to Santa Barbara and lots of people surfing up there and at the north end of Ventura County. All right. If you want more information on Verizon Business for small and medium businesses, where do we go?
Verizon.com/business. That will connect you with the many experts I have across the country that can either come to your place of business and work with you or talk to you over the phone, also online products, or walk into one of our retail stores, our corporate stores there, and we have SMB experts in there waiting to help.
All right. That's Verizon.com/business. Verizon.com/business. Dave Hickey has been our guest, VP of Verizon Business West Business Markets. I'm Mark Allen, and this is Late Night Health.